Good afternoon, Michaela.
Oh, hi, Brooke. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm really good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Not a problem. And what exactly is Black Divas about?
So Black Divas is a documentary film that looks at a Miss First Nations pageant that happened up in Darwin in September of 2017. It's the first time that the competition was held, and six drag queens from around Australia were selected as the finalists. And over 5 days, they competed in a range of different things. There was like a talent show, there was a photo shoot with crocodiles, there was different group performances, and they competed over sort of 5 days to see who would ultimately be crowned the inaugural Miss First Nations. And so we've made a documentary film that followed that journey, and then also followed a number of the key characters, you know, throughout their journey, and also a bit more of their kind of backstories. And, you know, it's also kind of in a bigger kind of picture, a sort of a snapshot of what does it actually mean to be, you know, an Indigenous queer person in Australia in the 21st century.
Yeah, definitely. And what inspired you to create this as a documentary?
Look, I full disclosure, I actually know two of the organisers, Ben Grace and Daniel Cunningham. They are both drag queens themselves, Miscellaneous and Marzipan. And I've known Ben for quite some time, and he does a lot of, you know, drag bingo and does a lot of stuff in the Mardi Gras with a lot of the mob from up in the top end, because he's actually from up in Darwin. And so it's one of those very 21st century moments, where Ben had posted something on Facebook saying, we're going to be, you know, big news coming, we're going to be doing the Miss First Nations pageant. And I got onto him straight away and said, I hope someone's not making a film on this. And he said, I think that's going to be you. And then Adrian Russell-Wills, who I've worked with on a number of other projects, we got him on board. And then Gillian Moody came on as the other producer. And it just sort of, you know, it was one of those very beautiful serendipitous things that seemed to happen almost organically.
Yeah, like it was meant to be.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And sort of, I mean, usually, you know, documentary films can take a very long time to get up. And we knowing that, you know, the competition was going to be coming around in sort of September, we just got on it, you know, really quickly. And we were also really lucky that, you know, NITV and Screen Australia and Create New South Wales all came on board really quickly and supported the project, you know, from the very, very beginning. And, you know, we managed to turn it around really quickly, which is fantastic because, you know, it was the first time this has ever been done, and it's a very beautiful and heartwarming story.
Definitely. And is there much emphasis on race in the drag community?
Look, that's a weird one. I mean, look, for myself, I've got to be, you know, upfront. I'm a white girl from Sydney. as far as I know, there doesn't sort of seem to be, and that's just from my own personal experience from what I've seen, that there it doesn't seem to play a huge part. But then, you know, in saying that, you know, the sister girls from up in the Tiwi Islands, you know, who all came down for Mardi Gras last year, and they were one of the biggest hits of Mardi Gras. And, you know, their sort of presence within the drag community is really, really huge. But as I said, speaking from personal experience, I can't see that it's any kind of issue, but, you know, maybe on a sort of a personal experience it is. None of the queens who were in the Miss First Nations competition talked, you know, about racism as such within the drag community. They talked about racism in other ways. But I think the drag community in some ways is, you know, one of those incredibly safe and fantastic spaces that allow, you know, the queer and the odd and the strange and the wonderful to just come in and discover who it is. I mean, one of the characters who's in our film, his boy name is Isaac, and his drag name is Arla Fakia, and he is he's actually a straight Aboriginal man who does drag queen. He does drag, and, you know, discovering his female drag character of Isla is what also helps him deal with depression. So, you know, different strokes for different folks.
And there is an accompanying exhibition for the documentary. Could you please tell us a little bit about that as well?
So we had a photographer, a still photographer who is also Indigenous, Joseph Mayers. He's from the Redfern area, and he came up to Darwin with us to shoot stills, and then, of course, ended up shooting a hell of a lot more than that because he was just, you know, with us 24/7 for the 5 days. And the photographs that he ended up taking were just so incredibly beautiful, and we wanted to find a way to, you know, share his work with a bigger community and kind of, you know, celebrate the gorgeousness of the queens, and you know, you can't always do that through film. And the, you know, Bearded Tit is somewhere where we actually did a little bit of filming with one of the queens. And Joseph's photographs, you know, as I said, are so incredibly beautiful that we approached the Bearded Tit in Redfern and said, you know, could we look at doing a little exhibition that would also run during Mardi Gras, and that's also going to tie in for, you know, when the film actually gets screened and when it goes out. And, you know, they were completely supportive of it. So we're doing a little series of photographs. We've done big wall pasting of some of the queens, so people should go down and get their photo taken with the queens down at the Bearded Tit. And there's also some headdresses and some other bits and pieces that are going to be in there. So, you know, it's a way to kind of just expand on from the film a little bit and also explore some of the other work that gets done around drag.
Definitely. When is this exhibition?
So the exhibition is actually opening this Thursday, the 25th, and then it's running right through until March the 4th. And, yeah, people should drop on down. It's really beautiful. And you can buy all of Joseph's photographs, which is even better.
And how important do you feel that the documentary is in regards to Indigenous LGBTQI plus representation within Australia?
I think that this film is an incredibly big and brave and bold and beautiful film. And it takes, I mean, the thing is, it's one of those really unique kind of stories where you get to experience, you know, a pageant and something fun and bigger, but you also get to go behind the scenes with a lot of the characters and, you know, who these people are and how did they get here and what does it actually mean to be, you know, queer and Indigenous in the 21st century. So I think it's one of those films that kind of speaks to a really big audience, and it's, you know, it takes you inside a very, very beautiful world, and it's really gorgeously shot. And, you know, I think it's one of those films we've been kind of saying it's like the Australian, it's like the Australian Indigenous version of Paris is Burning without the houses, without the house of La Beja or any of the Vogue houses.
Definitely does sound like a lot of fun. And where can people see the screening of Black Divas?
So the film is going to be screening as part of Queer Screen Mardi Gras. It's going to be on February 28th at Queer Screen. And then it'll be on NITV on March the 1st. And then on SBS straight after the Mardi Gras coverage on March the 4th. So plenty of opportunities to come and see the film. And I hope people do, because it's really something quite beautiful. And those characters, they will stay with you forever.
Thank you so much, Michaela, for joining us on the show.
Thanks so much.